Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about brief lives and taking calls for readings. We've got a couple of callers in the queue, and we're going to be getting to you in just a moment. But first, we want to invite you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our pages, Neil and Kristen Baker, Neil Baker Psychic. Those are on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, and we are creating a page and perhaps a group for our show, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So do watch for that. 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show, but our call-in number today, 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Otherwise, we don't know that you would like to be on the show today with us. Yesterday was election day, Neil. Yes, it was.
Well, you want to say anything? It's a mixed bag.
It is
results.
It's a mixed bag. It really is.
So that's, I think, all we should say right now. It's a mixed bag.
That's all you want to say?
Yeah, at the moment.
Okay. Well, you know, at least some things, you know, no one's ever going to be completely happy with the results. We had so many propositions here in California that were, you know, controversial. The daylight savings one passed, unfortunately. I think that's a real mistake, but, and some others. There was a good one, Proposition 12, the one that protects animals.
Yeah,
so that was very good.
Gas tax was repealed.
I mean, we're not like a partisan show necessarily, but,
no.
You know, and certainly, I mean, I have views that are liberal, some are maybe more conservative. So, I mean, I don't want to put myself into a box, but I will say that I was very disappointed. I will say that I was very disappointed in the results in Texas and Georgia. You know, I was hoping the governors there would be a Democratic, and, you know, it was such a close race in Texas that Beto O'Rourke, it was almost a coup. So, unfortunately, he didn't.
Yeah, it would have been exciting to see some breakthroughs. I'm sure both sides have mixed feelings about the results. But as far as our hour is concerned,
yes.
We're not
going to go on and on
for
politics.
Political views.
No, that's true.
We're here to promote psychic energy, readings, and information on that end. Certainly, we have our views and we express them, but not on the show.
Well, sometimes we do.
I guess.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah, sometimes we do. You have. I mean,
but. Really?
Yeah, you have. You have. You know, about what's happening in the presidency.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going on with the future.
I guess I do.
And so, you know, that, I mean, well, let's.
It's a very tricky picture because it's hard to be a psychic and to see where things are going. And then to see how certain things in government contribute to those visions and others obstruct those visions. But the overall current of the world is rightly said division. I mean, but all countries always had divisions. I mean, I don't know if there would right now if there's any unification behind anything at this point. But there's certainly the divisions comes with a feeling of violence, discrimination, suspicion. These are things that gave rise to Nazi Germany. Certainly, the economy is rising, which is a good thing, and income and everything's going up.
And unemployment is down in many, many areas. But
and certainly, President Trump can take some credit for that. But actually, Obama said it started in his candidacy.
Right.
Go
ahead.
I mean, credit is due. I mean, we seem to be okay there, but at what cost do we secure ourselves economically at the cost of causing divisions and hatred and prejudice and superstitions and biased opinions about nationalities and peoples and giving false impressions that people who are running from true oppression are filled with terrorists? It's you know, I mean, to me personally, I don't really want to get into it. We've got a show to do, but
right. But I mean, you know, in that, you know, when we're talking about what's happening in the world and what's going on in the future, what's happening in the political arena, as you said, contributes to that. And we're talking about what is happening with the world, where it's headed.
Yeah.
And
well, you know,
possibly, you know, the prophecies that are in the Bible,
yeah.
St. John and Armageddon and so on and so forth. Yeah. So, I mean, there is a place for politics in that regard.
You don't have to be that intelligent to understand the way Trump conveys things. I mean, here during the football game, he puts out that political advertisement about the Mexican immigrant that came up, the one that came over and
killed
the two the deputies, and at the same time, the white American that slaughtered the Jews in the synagogue.
Right.
His answer to that is, well, they should have more guns posted at the synagogue.
Right. Well, I mean, he's.
I mean,
you know,
it's, you know,
his
I mean,
rationale
it doesn't,
over,
it, I don't
know.
Care if he's President Trump or what, that kind of thinking to excuse, and there, you know, there were plenty of good people in the white supremacist rallies. It's just discomforting to that we have a president that
is
seems
divisive,
to make excuses.
Right, divisive
for,
and makes
for
excuses for certain
groups.
And then vilifies others.
Yeah, I mean it's and then you know he's a pro-Israel. It's a
well,
mixed bag.
Well, which is a strange dichotomy.
It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. But I personally, I'm not comfortable with a president that emphasizes divisions between people and makes fun and uses his stage as a almost like a comedy act.
Well, he's a caricature for
he
sure.
He is. I mean, he's a, you know,
and this,
the presidency
will never. I mean, the office of president here in the United States will never be the same because it's been so. There's no dignity anymore.
But anyway, you know, for those, we don't want to offend anyone who is in support of President Trump, but
well,
still,
we have
there
our
are
views
issues
and
at hand.
There are.
But we should get on with the show, really.
Okay, we are getting on with the show. It's part of the show. Relax.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking a caller now. So 310 is first and 929 is next. Hello, 310.
Hello.
We have a real echo, 310. Hello.
Is this better?
That's better.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Susan, and I'm actually
Susan.
In Long Beach. I think you guys are in Long Beach, too.
Yeah, we sure are. Which area are you in?
I live near a traffic circle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like in is that Los Altos?
No.
No, it's like Midtown.
Oh, Midtown. I'm from Northern California, not Southern California, so I'm still totally familiar with this area, even having moved here 6 years ago.
It's not too far from Los Altos. Close.
Wow.
It's near the college, you know.
Yeah.
Pacific Coast High. Oh, what's that street that goes down? You drive down
Los
the
Coyotes?
Street hit in the traffic circle.
Yeah, Los Coyotes.
Los
no,
Coyotes
there's another street. There's another
Lakewood.
Street. that goes right from that goes into downtown Long Beach.
Atlanta?
Well, anyway,
this is
now we're talking about
anyway,
streets in Long Beach. The content is really
great.
Okay,
yeah.
So what brings you to the show, Susan? How'd you find us?
I've been on Blog Talk for quite some time and just was homesick this morning. So I'm like, hey, I can call in.
Oh, no. Sorry you're sick.
Yeah.
I've got something, too, and Neil has been sick. My voice is, like, very hoarse, so I apologize for that.
That's okay.
What is your birth date, Susan, first of all?
It's 6/15/65.
Okay. And what is your question?
Yes, I actually have been applying for other positions, and I'm just curious if something is going to come to fruition soon.
Okay. 1998.
Is there anybody in your background or your family that ever at any time worked in the hospitals or in nursing or a doctor or anybody like that?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
My mom worked at a hospital, but she wasn't, she didn't provide direct care.
Oh, well, then that qualifies for at least the vibrational impression that's coming through. So the answer would be yes, my mother worked at the hospital. I don't, in what capacity, it doesn't matter. She worked at the hospital, and that's what counts. In order to transfer that validation over to your situation now, there is a debate between what I'm picking up. Maybe Kristen will feel something too, but there's a debate between two positions.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. I mean, images are coming in, Susan, that are a little bit weird, that are coming in like dropping out of the sky. And one, I believe it or not, it looks like an apple pie, or is that a restaurant, a bakery, or why am I getting apple pie or images of apple pie or something, some kind of pie? So that's coming in. Now, why that is, we don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe it relates to something that has something to do with some other part of your life. But that came in while the vision of two different jobs was coming in, and there seems to be some technicality towards one of the jobs. So are you at all locked in a position where there could be a possibility of two different job offers?
In my current job?
No, aside from, you're looking to leave your current job? Are we misunderstanding?
Yes.
So
yes,
is there
I want to get the heck out.
Okay, so Neil is asking if there's a possibility of two other jobs outside of your job. So have you applied for anything or have you looked?
I applied for one, and I'm in the process of filling out the application for another. They're completely different jobs.
Okay, so that's two. That's two jobs.
Okay, yes.
So moving forward. So that's a yes.
See, the way you work with us, Susan, is you see what I'm doing? The hospital, that's your mom. Two different job offers. That's the one and then you're applying, or in the process of applying for another one. So the read on the energy is so
accurate,
far correct.
Accurate.
Yes.
Okay.
So moving forward.
So I keep seeing the number 36, and I don't know yet what that means.
She's a 33
six. She's a 33 6, and I keep seeing 36. So if there's a 3-6 in any
address,
like don't give your address, but if there's a 3-6 in your address
or your work address,
that might be. I will say this, that where you're going seems to be within 15 miles of where you currently live. It's within 15 miles. That's one.
Okay.
So you're not going to be driving, a vast distance. It might be a 15-minute drive, but if any of the current considerations are within 15 miles, that would be one step towards answering your question.
Okay. I don't know about that.
You don't know why
I'm applying out of. I'm applying out of state.
Oh, you're looking to relocate out of California.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. How far away is their current job?
The one that I applied for?
No, in where you're working now.
Oh, I only drive for, I work here in Long Beach.
Work in Long Beach. So is it like a couple miles?
Yes. It's like about, okay. I travel because I go from place to place to place with my job here in Long Beach.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do, Susan?
I work for the school district.
You work for the school district, so in what capacity?
I'm a behavior specialist.
You're a behavior specialist. So you
work
with kids.
You're a behavior specialist, so you have a bachelor's in psychology or something?
I have a master's.
Oh, you have a master's? And,
yes,
and
I'm in a supervisory capacity. I work in a supervisory capacity.
I see.
She should come to our neighborhood and work with some of the problem children.
I probably do.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Have you ever had any affiliation with College Hospital?
Of what now?
College Hospital. Do you know College Hospital?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, behavior specialist. And they employ behavior specialists in the school districts?
Yes.
Usually a lot of private hospitals will employ behavioral specialists to work with, kids and people that are living in the facility itself. I don't know, Susan, where are the two states that you're trying to get to, or the one
state?
They're
in Texas.
Well, here's the only thing I can say, and maybe Kristen might say something, but the only thing I can say is, you're going to get probably one of those two positions. I'm not sure all this other matter. Some of the things that we suggested were accurate, and then some kind of fell into a vague impressions that you weren't validating. And the most gross misrepresentation would be that there was a thought that maybe within 15 miles you'd be maybe getting a job. But that might be translated as a difficulty in getting one of these two positions. So I'm not really certain. But at the other hand, I felt you are going to be changing, and that there were two positions that would be presented to you, which you are validating because you have one you've already submitted your criteria to, and then the other one you're in the process of. So that kind of creates a feeling that you're going to get one of those two jobs.
Okay.
And if there's if because you're making a drastic change, Susan.
Well, I wanted to ask, why Texas? How did you choose Texas?
My family is actually near
the area to be honest, I thought it was a family.
Yeah, me too. I did too.
You did too.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe it would be due to family. So, okay, so what's probably, and would you be living with your family if you get a job or near your family?
Yeah.
You would live, your rent.
I'm renting right now, so I would want to own, and that's another reason why I want to get out of here.
Now I can come back, Susan, and say that you're probably going to move to Texas and live within 15 miles of
your family.
I can reconstruct and put to better in a better phraseology here, evaluation what's going on. You're probably going to move to Texas and live within 15 miles of the family you're drawn to, or your family.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen. And as far as you getting, the conditions are different in Texas and all that. It's cheaper a little bit.
Yeah, it is a lot cheaper.
So you get a lot more for your money. And you know, if you consider a secure job, maybe you have some savings or something, you can put a down payment on. You know, how old are you right now?
I'm 53.
So you're 20 years beyond your 32. What happened when you were 33 years old, real quick, before we move
on? I moved here to California.
You moved here?
Yes.
Oh, you moved here at 33. Okay, you're leaving. You see, you're leaving because you had a significant move at the age of your karma change. And so you will be getting one of those two positions. At least that's what this prediction is. That could be wrong. And you'll be living within 15 miles, and you probably will be able to get a single-story home, and you'll be living in that and probably be there, living in there even by the time you're 55.
Okay.
Okay. Susan, please let us know how things progress for you in this job search and move.
I will. And I'm just curious, do you guys offer readings here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So there's a number you can call. You can find the number. You can come in person.
Okay.
And, you know, since you're here in Long Beach. But the number is I'll give it to you as well, but it's on the show description, 562-596-7818.
Awesome.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Susan can follow us on our websites, Facebook, our websites. That's not really our website. We don't own Facebook, but on our pages.
Yeah. I mean, we own faces and we read books, but putting together, we're not right on.
Okay, we've got a caller from 929.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? This is Soraya.
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
All right. Soraya. Calling them from Connecticut.
Soraya, we've talked to you before, have we not?
Yes, you have. 7981 is my birth date.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Soraya. What's going on? What's the question?
My question is related to finance and health. I had gotten sick. I'm still working. I haven't moved yet. And I don't know why I haven't moved yet. I'm getting frustrated. And
did we tell you to move before?
I just haven't found the place yet. I have my animals, and it's like they want me to get rid of my animals in order to be accepted in the property, and I don't want to get rid of my animals.
Oh, no.
I love my family. Yeah.
You've got to find a place that will allow you to keep animals, right?
That's what I'm looking for and setting out the intention, and it's like time is running out against me because I have literally until the end of this year to move out of this current place that I'm at. You know, every which way my landlord can try to find and get me to pay more money, she has been trying to, and I've just been denying it because, like, I'm moving, you know. She's not a bad person, but it's just time for me to go.
What state do you live in?
I live in Connecticut.
Oh, you said that already, didn't you? And do you want to move out of state?
No, I wanted to stay in town for the children.
You want to stay in town? So, and you're not finding any place that will accommodate the animals that you have. What kind of animals do you have? Dogs and cats?
I have both. I have one dog and four cats. Is it four or five? Five cats. I would have had more, but two died over the summer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, you're going to have a hard time. Someone having a hard time unless you've got a
pet deposit. Are you wanting to live in an apartment? Is that, or it seems like.
No, I wanted a house. Yeah, because I'm in the house now.
There'd be more, people renting houses usually, there's more more leeway with pets.
Right. And the homeowners that I've been finding, haven't been able to want to accommodate me with my animal.
Oh.
You know. Negotiation sucks right now.
So you're 37 years old. Are you employed?
Yes.
And
I am.
You are. And I know this is a tricky question maybe, but if we go back 14 years, for instance, how long have you been employed in your current position and where were you approximately 14 years ago?
Okay. To answer the first question, I am currently employed at the hospital, and 14 years ago, which would bring me back to my daughter's birthday or birth year in 2004, I was working at my college library while going to school.
Okay. So here's another hospital reference, yeah, which might be more than coincidental from our previous caller. And then 14 years ago, your daughter was born?
Yes. Her birthday was actually Saturday that past.
Yeah,
oh,
so
2004.
So the psychic evaluation is that the hospital that connects to the former caller, but may have something to do with you. And then two, the attitude of saying just blurting out 14 years ago connects to your daughter's birth. So what I'm seeing there is kind of strange. What I'm seeing is a house that you will be moving into. There seems mm-hmm. to be some kind of abandoned basketball net or basketball stand in the backyard, you know, like on a tire.
And wow.
Does that make sense to you?
I'm going to ask you if this is past or present. I know you speak in future, but that's how it was with this house that I had gotten. It was an abandoned basketball.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm getting that is because I'm probably in that part connecting to your current status as a liftoff symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And so saying that in terms of the actuality of your current position is like a platform through which I'm seeing forward in motion. You'll be getting a house that will accommodate the animals, and I think that's going to be coming up. I don't, you know, the readings are short. We can't go into great detail, but what we've got so far in a brief reading is that you're probably going to move into a single story house. It will accommodate the animals. It will be more feasible to your income. And things will be working out okay. I know you said you have until the end of the year. This should, you know, just be proactive looking. And I think that if that happens, our prediction will come and greet you and you'll be fine. And hopefully like before December.
Yeah, that's what I've been looking for. I've been losing sleep.
Don't lose sleep. Just be proactive. Keep looking. The prediction's promising. There's somebody named Dorothy or Donna or something, which may register now or maybe later. But there's a D sound somewhere in there. I don't know. Maybe that's going to be the new person that owns the house that you rent.
Okay. Well, but, D is also my name too. So
what D? What is your name?
Yeah, D is also within my name. Dakita is my name as well. So you're not hearing that.
Oh, okay. So we're getting some good validations. And that's promising, at least for a start. Okay.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay, Soraya.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, 917 is our next caller.
Now I can focus. Okay. 917, hi.
Anna speaking.
I'm sorry?
Anna speaking.
Oh, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Anna, we've talked to you before too, have we not?
I don't know who you are, sorry. Are you calling from the art project or?
What? Oh, are we calling from?
Oh, somehow, wait, somehow you're
calling us. We didn't call you. You called us. You're on a radio show right now. I don't know if she dropped. We've spoken with her before.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, she thought we called her. That was very strange. Okay, we can chat. Great.
Okay. Brief lives. Brief lives. There's literature on brief lives, English literature, you know, things like that. No Coward, Brief Encounter, but we're talking about brief lives in terms of coming down to the planet and not being here very long.
Right. Well, like Jesus, for instance, he wasn't here very long, 33 years.
33 years. The typical age back then was,
it was
50 or 60.
Yeah, but still,
and
it was brief.
Certainly died, yeah.
It was brief, even in those, in that context. But, okay, so, and, you know, obviously Jesus came down to, you know, save mankind.
Yeah.
So,
well,
not, that's not what happens with everyone.
It's a leading theme, you know, what
but,
do we come down for,
well,
and how much time do we
right.
have to do it?
So we're talking about transcendence, possibly, with a brief life. And also the karma of having a brief life. So sometimes people come down for a brief period of time because they only have a certain amount of time left on the planet to complete. So they come down and they finish their years, and it's a short period of time, and they're done with the planet. So others' lives are extinguished because they have a lot of karma. And unfortunately, they have to come back in order to complete that karma. And part of the karma is coming down and having a brief existence on the planet, unfortunately, where they can't finish everything.
Yeah, and then some come down to have a brief encounter with the planet because that's all they even if you have a year left on the planet, when you died in a former life, you'll come down and spend that 1 year.
Well, that's what I said. That was the first example.
Yeah, which usually entails the consequences of that. Usually entails that the living survivors have a karma regarding brief lives. So when one comes down with the attitude of having a brief life on the planet and they go, that can be tragic as it is. But then again, those that are left as survivors, that absolutely has something to do with the karma too. So a karma
right.
situation can be a group experience.
Group experience. So it's like a tribal thing. But, you know, there was a recent example in the news that got us talking, and it's the couple that is from Texas who just were married. In fact, it was very, very tragic. They were married, and I believe 23 years old, each of them, because I was able to find the birth dates online, and the family helicopter was taking them to the airport to go on their honeymoon, and about an hour after the helicopter took off, the helicopter crashed into a hill, and they died along with the pilot. So, I mean, imagine on your wedding night. I mean, at least they died together, but, you know, very sad. And, of course, all of their friends and family are devastated.
Yeah. See, that becomes a family
tribal
energy, where in all actuality, when you look at it, it's tragic, and that's not even debatable, and it's horrible. But when you look at it and you start to analyze the situation, you go back to where the ability to have a family helicopter and what that meant, and then to have a pilot, and what maybe these people were wealthy, they had their own helicopter. But the beginning of that venture, ultimately, in terms of destiny, was going to lead to one of the children's deaths, along with the recently acquired in-law, you know, the son-in-law, the
right.
daughter-in-law. I don't know who really owned the helicopter, but then again, you have to analyze, well, why? If would this man or this woman want to have, was it worth it? Was if they could go back in time, would they have had a helicopter? Or at the time that they first introduced a helicopter into their budget and their lifestyle, it was an exciting moment? Was it a great celebration? So the suggestion is, how do we really clearly define a brief life, and under what circumstances is it involved in the process of karma? So
yeah, and interesting stuff, you know, looking at the birth dates. I don't know if I should talk too much about the birth dates, but you know, he was born on 421, she was born 929, so the 29 factor, actually there was a mirror 29 29, but his karmic number was 34 or 314, hers was 448. Together their master numbers 8 and 4 12, his inverted day, and she happened to be 21 years from her karmic turnover. So his day is 21. So there's definitely a karmic connection. I don't know, you know, who pulled who into what. I don't know actually who owned the helicopter. I'd have to go back and read the article. If it was her family or his family, I imagine her family, but not totally sure.
Well,
it doesn't really matter for this conversation necessarily.
In the study of numerology, and this, of course, is debatable too. You can argue the case, but from my viewpoint, 29, 11, 2 holds a lot of negative energy. I'm not saying that it doesn't have a good side and it can be factored in as such, but more often than not, there's a deliberate ominous cloud around that number. Now, you said, what was her, that was when she was born, the 29?
She was born on 9/29. So, yeah. I mean, right.
Which becomes, those three numbers you see become a 20.
Right.
Which, again, is related to the aspect of 11, which is really a 2 when you add it up. So that 20
right.
also becomes a 2, which has some major considerations
and,
in terms of tragedies.
Well, and furthermore, it was, there's a 2, I mean, there's a 0 factor. So 2-0, I mean, she ended up dying with her, I mean,
yeah.
That's the second chakra relationship. And so she died with her
see, and then,
husband.
See, what happens too, when you get into the attitude of what, 929 is actually an 11. So
right.
when you reduce, when you keep the month stable, 9, and then you go to the day, 29 equals 11. Now we have 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and then actually 9/2, which is an 11 as well. So there's a in my interpretation of this, that there's a deliberate negative karma that was established even before these individuals entered the planet, which now brings us to the topic of brief lives. Not that relatively they died when they were before they were teenagers or in their early 20s or teens, but still their lives were brief because they were just starting a new chapter. So they were really babies. They were just starting a new chapter.
Right.
And that now signifies in the attitude of karma that something was awaiting them by fate.
Right. And when we go to the birth dates, I mean, again, aligning the birth dates, their days, 20 are interchangeable, 29. So they have a 29 between them. His 2 to her 9 was 29. Her 2 to his 1 was his day 21. But also in the alignment of the numbers, they have a 22, which is that 11 factor again, and a 1/9, which is 10. Not great.
not great
no.
in their interconnection at no. all. So it shows that there's possibility of...
So, you know, like in a movie, you trace back the helicopter, what brought the helicopter into focus in the original concept.
Neil, hold on just a sec. We have a caller from a private number. If you private number could call back and unblock your number, because we don't take calls from private numbers, give us a call back and we will take your call. Okay, go ahead.
So could this have been averted? I don't think so. Not
probably a destiny.
That was a destiny. Untragically, because it was brief. It was brief, even in terms of the attitude of what their actual ages were.
And she had such a high karmic number. I mean, so that is also another clue. That
what year was she born?
She was born in 1995, but her karmic number was 44. I mean, so a lot of karma.
What happens then is that the 95 is reflected in the year 95. That's reflected by the first and last numbers of her entire birth date.
Yeah.
Which comes to 14. Mm-hmm. Now those two 14s become a 5, and now we have two 5s, and now we have a 10, and we've got another consideration of concern regarding this possible event. I recall, and I hate to keep bringing this up, but I forget his name all the time.
Jody Fayed?
Yeah, Jody.
Jody Fayed, and we were looking at their birth dates last night. The weird thing is, he has a 55 in his year, that 10. You're 10
yeah,
factor.
Yeah.
We were discussing that.
And I had the opportunity of giving him a reading and
warned him
about an accident in a car. And there were three people in that as well. So we translate the helicopter to the car to two people, you know, in love, whatever, and then the driver. Different circumstances, because there might have been deliberate foul play in that.
There was,
because they were being
sure.
pursued by somebody that might have shot at them or something, or chased them.
Well, that was, yeah.
The paparazzi, I mean, or somebody. Here, there was no controversy or mystery regarding sabotage, as much as we know. It was an error on the helicopter and the pilot. But still, there's a similar, we can take advantage of a similar theme going on when two people are killed in a vehicle. In one case, a helicopter, in the case of limousine, and at the hands of the driver or the operator of the vehicle.
Well, you know, there's, and again, in the interconnection between birth dates, they were born in the month of July, in the month of April, 7-4 is an 11. They both had 11s. I mean, one, Diana was born on the 1st. He was born on the 15th. So there's an 11 in the days. And actually in the year, 61 and 55. So there's that 6-5 in the alignment and in the cross. So they had 11s as
they
well.
Had 11.
And they were 7-3, which is, you know, a 10. And that can be sacred, because the 7 and 3 are mystical sacred numbers. However, the 10 factor can be very, very perilous.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and when you see these specials on numbers and you watch the documentaries or the things on the internet that with the, you know, the time, the soundtrack of the watch ticking, and it shows all these strange coincidences with numbers, and you get them in the Bible and you get them in history, and there's theories and conspiracy theories. And
theories about, yeah, using numerology in order to, you know, like do satanic rituals, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and the Masonic thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not, at least for the purpose of this show, we're not trying to suggest that there's this conspiracy about 29112, or we're trying, but we are trying to analyze the science and the thought content behind the system of numbers that comprise a birth date, and how that's translated into human activity, human action, considering the fact that since the vocabulary expands into something a little bit more, a little less concrete than just the birth date, and we get into these esoteric, parapsychological aspects of numbers and the soul and the spirit and past lives and destiny and all this kind of thing, we then can at least entertain the idea, if nothing else, that there is some basis for analyzing numbers in corresponding to event, and then corresponding to the human soul, because it's our belief that birth dates are way beyond just the stamp of the day we were born.
It's more than a physical.
They actually hold a code.
Exactly.
Well, beyond the master number.
Absolutely.
The master number. Everybody go, oh, the master
number. I mean, talk about putting people into a box. It's like astrology too. I mean, obviously there are, many ways to read an astrological chart, and there are all these aspects and different signs, but still it's limiting. It's limiting.
It's limited,
and master number's limiting.
People walk, oh, you're a two. Oh, you like to have this. Oh, you like that. Oh, you're a five. Oh, that means you're this. And that means the numbers themselves are, that is so ludicrous, because the numbers are composed of so many different elements that are involved in analyzing the whole system of a person's life.
Right. So we're talking about physicality, mentality, emotions, spirituality. The numbers are multi-layered, and not only, and that is just a physical assignment, really, because we're talking about the manifestation of the numbers on a physical level for the person, how high they go in that physicality. But then, talking about the numbers and their astral content beyond the person's expression or, mentality.
Right. That's true. And so we're looking at the division of numbers and the characteristics of where those divisions are in terms of the body, mind, and soul. We're looking at the difference between the actions of a human being pre-karma, post-karma, transcendent-wise, what they're supposed to do, and then the activated sense of that we tend as human beings to sabotage our lives and to produce a new kind of karma,
new karma
that we
that,
didn't even come in with.
Right.
So brief lives can also be prompted by the current human activity that one is expressing in his or her life.
Right, because it's not always a destiny to have a brief life. I mean, some people are meant to be here longer, but they leave the planet early because of karma that they produce while they're here, not karma they came down with. The karma might be conditional.
Yeah.
That they come down with, that there's a possibility that they leave the planet early if their actions on the planet are not congruent with what they're supposed to be doing. But something I want to say, and we have a caller, is that just because you have a brief life doesn't mean you have an 11 in your birth date either.
No,
so,
it doesn't. Not at all.
Or a 29 or a 6-5 or whatever, 7-4, any combination.
Some brief lives are absolutely remarkable.
Maddie is first name, and he was very remarkable. Definitely, I would think, transcendent. I think he was a 7, actually.
Definitely. And he did poetry, and he was wise beyond his years. So some angels.
But he dealt with a very severe karma of being ill for his entire life. So he dealt with
a lot of controversy
on the planet.
In the attitude of human beings that are almost angelic in form, and the consequences of what attacks their physical body.
Okay. Neil, we have like two callers, but I think we're going to only have time for one of them because we have such short time left on the show. Oh, gosh. 347 is our next call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Who's this?
This is Tanika.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey, Tanika. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you?
We were talking about you recently and the fact that you haven't called for a while. So we're doing okay.
Oh, wow, which show? I want to go back and listen to hear what you guys said.
Oh, it wasn't on the show. It was actually in our private conversation. We discussed your callers and clients, of course, because we work on energy for them. So how are things going for you? How's the job?
It's going okay. Everything's going fine. Like, I got a boss. She's okay. She's nice. She's a decent boss. She's very fair. I feel like she has her ways, but me and her are very on a good note together, and we have been that way consistently so far, so I'm glad about that. I wanted
good.
To ask
that's something
her, so.
That was predicted on the show, that you would be in a new job. I just want to point that out, that you'd be in a new job where you were happier, and that occurred, and the boss was good, so that's great.
Yeah.
And how are the things with Mark? Are you still pursuing that relationship?
No. You know, no, I'm not. I stopped talking to him after I haven't, the last time I spoke to you guys, because, you know, he just still had his temper. So I just let it go because it wasn't making me happy having to deal with, you know, someone that has a temper like that. I tried to talk to him and it just wasn't going anywhere. So he actually, for the first time since then, since the last time I spoke to you, he actually texted me yesterday, finally, I guess. And, you know, he wants to talk, and he's going to come up here, he said, for a funeral. So he wants to know if we could see each other. And he tried to call me last night, and I didn't want to talk on the phone with him yet. But I was like, yeah, sure, we can. But you know, I'm still wary of him because I know he has that temper, and it's just not the way I want to live. So it's like I'm still wary of just getting back to anything with him. And I wanted to ask you guys about someone I started sort of getting involved with. He works at my job. His name is Frank, and his birthday was October 28th, I think, just passed. And we haven't really hung out.
Year? Do you have his year?
I don't know his year. I think he's a little older than me, but he's secretive. Like, I haven't gotten his year.
Okay.
But I just know he's a Scorpio. And so we started seeing each other. We have, like, this thing going on. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's a future with him or how he feels about me or anything. Because it's, like, outside of work, he hardly talks to me. Before we got involved, we used to talk a lot when we were very, really attracted to each other. And I know we still are. But it's, like, outside of work, we haven't hung out. Like, no movies, no bar, no out to dinner or nothing like that. It's just, like, at work, you know, we do our thing. And then outside of work, like, it's really, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. Like, I don't know if he's just not serious and just looking to have fun or if it's going to go anywhere with him. He's not a bad person, but I don't know, like, too much about him because he just keeps things so separate. And now it's like we hardly talk, but we still, like, linger around each other. So I don't know what to make of him, you know, and I do really like him. It would be nice if it turned into something, but I don't know if he's not, you know, the one.
Huh. Well, his 10 is in her karmic number, 37-10, but he's got an 11 if he's born on 10-28. Go ahead, Neil.
There's definitely a darkness around the guy. You know, you lead your life. You do what you need to do. But if you're asking for opinion, I would suggest you move on to something more with more clarity and transparency. I mean, there's nothing wrong with shadowy people that hold secrets, and they're a little bit dark and mysterious. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with that. But when it's coupled with unknown variables, and from our vantage point, we're seeing that there's something not quite right about this.
Exactly what I
thought. So I would, and it doesn't matter. I mean, having an attraction to somebody, having a sexual attraction, a physical attraction, you've got good vibes going. There's moments when you connect. All of that is fine, but don't gauge a relationship on that. Think more of the fact that he's mysterious. He doesn't offer too much. I mean, you can get a guy that's totally transparent, Nika, and tells you everything, and he can still be a creep. So it's not it's a give or take thing. But at least from our point of reference, we're not feeling real comfortable with this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's can be attraction because there's a past life connection. There's an energy between two people, but it doesn't mean that's supposed to develop into something that's more than that attraction. I would say, I mean, she's got a problem with finding a relationship. I mean, she had this problem with Mark, who was kind of abusive. So what we would really hope for you, Tamika, is that you find a man who is transparent, who is a balanced individual. Is there any way that you can, I mean, are there any things that you do to go out and meet other people, men?
Not recently, but I want to start. I do want to start. I haven't, though. I just work a lot, but
when you're working a lot and this guy works with you, so it's convenient. But I would say getting into a relationship with someone who is secretive and not open is red flag.
And, you know, I've got to say something that's going to be really confusing and confounding to you. I don't even quite know yet why I'm seeing it. I'm seeing images of cauliflower, you know, the white cauliflower vegetable. I'm seeing images of that. I don't know if it's translated as moles or something on the body, a tumor or whatever, but I'm seeing this image of cauliflower. Now, if it doesn't make sense to you, just wait and see if the word comes up in conversation with somebody or something occurs that involves cauliflower. And then from there, make some, jot down some notes that surround the issue at hand.
Anything that you can validate about cauliflower.
I mean, I know he hates vegetables, and Frank also has like a little lump on his neck, but it doesn't look like cauliflower. It's smooth.
Oh, he has a lump on his neck? Listen, our advice, you said enough. Our advice is to move on.
Yeah.
You do what you want, but that's our opinion.
Okay.
Because that validation confirms that the advice that
he
we
hates
gave
vegetables,
was correct.
He's got a lump on his neck.
Right.
I'm not comfortable. I don't want to, you know, rag on Frank. He might be a great guy, but until he comes, stands up to the plate and makes himself more transparent, I would say move on.
Okay, Tanika. I'm glad you could check in today, and you know, be careful with Mark, too. I know he's coming to town, so just be careful.
I know. I don't even want to see him. Like, it's sad.
Then don't.
I have the good... Yeah, I don't know about that.
Don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know.
I know.
Okay. So, yeah, keep in touch.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks for connecting today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we are out of time.
Okay,
brief show. We're back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.